أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين وقال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم ولو أن لكل نفس ظلمت ما في الأرض لافتدت به وأسر الندامة لما رأوا العذاب وقضي بينهم بالقسط وهم لا يظلمون صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
The subject of tonight's speech, as we are discussing the various values of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in these nights, the subject of tonight's speech is the concept of nadam and nadamat in Islam. Nadama is something which is defined as tahassur and ta'assuf. That means a person feeling hasrat and asaf and sorrowful over something. Something that he should have done or something that he has done. So nadamat is also Pashemani, how we say in Farsi, is divided into two types in our Ilm al-Akhlaq. One is the nadamat over doing something wrong or saying something wrong, qawlan or fi'lan. And one is the nadama which is for not doing something good, not saying something good, or not doing something good. So one nadamat is a positive entity, and the other one is about not doing it. So although both are positive in terms of akhlaq, it's always appreciated to have both types of nadamat, but obviously this nadamat should lead us towards improvements. So having hasrat and sorrow over saying something or doing something, or having hasrat and sorrow over not saying something good and not doing something good. So the ayat of Holy Quran which I recited in the beginning, it's Surah Yunus verse 54, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talking about the zalimeen, tells us that the person who has done the dhulm, on the day of judgment when they would see the azab, they would want to, he has all on the surface of earth, he would be ready to give away all what he has, the whole from the surface of earth, give it away as a compensation so that he can get the relief from the azab. And Allah says, وَأَصَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ, and they will hide the nadama. لَمَّا رَأَوُ الْعَذَابِ, then when they saw the azab. So at the time of seeing the azab, they will hide their nadama and pashimani, because obviously our scholars say in tafsir, why a person is ready to give away, if he owns the whole world, all what is there on the face of earth, he is ready to give away all that, but still he is hiding his nadama, because he doesn't want to get insulted. Insult is something, inshallah, in one of the nights, if Allah allows, we'll talk about khizi and insult phenomena of Islam, and how much importance is there for izzat in Islam, and the opposite of izzah and sharaf is al-khizi. That means getting insulted. A person, even the sinners, would never want to get insulted. So a person, on the zalim person, zalimeen, will hide their nadamat so they don't get insulted. When they see the azab, they will hide their nadamat. So basically, on the Day of Judgment, everyone is nadim. Good doers, the salihin, and bad doers, the talihin, and kafirin, and fasiqin, and mulhideen, and mushrikeen, and munafiqeen, and zanadiq, all of them. So everyone on the Day of Judgment has hasrat. Everyone has nadamat. Except those who are on the muqarrabeen and the greatest level of obedience of Allah. Everyone else has the nadamat. So look at this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this is where he's talking to Ibn Mas'ud. So Ibn Mas'ud is one of the Ashab of the Prophet. Prophet said to him, Ya Ibn Mas'ud, Aksir min as-salihati wal-bir, fa'inna al-muhsina wal-musi'a yandimane. Prophet says to him that increase in the good deeds, do a lot of good deeds, wal-salihat, and bir, nice things, good things. فَإِنَّ الْمُحْسِنَ وَالْمُسِيبِ, because the good doer and the bad doer are going to repent. Nadamat means repentance. Both of them will repent. That means both of them will be nadim and repenting. يَقُولُ الْمُحْسِنِ, the good doer would say, يَا لَيْتَنِي إِزْدَدْتُ مِنَ الْحَسَنَاتِ, the good doer would say, I wish I had increased in my good deeds. Obviously, Yawm al-Qiyamah is not Yawm al-Amal. We cannot increase any of the Amal ourselves. Our children can do the Amal for us, and it's a rahmat of Allah. He writes in the Illiyin, in the Diwan, in the book of Amal and deeds. Allah is His rahmat, He adds it. Otherwise, we cannot add anything. We can add in our ilm. We believe in Raf'ul Darajat al-Ilmiyyah, elevation in the levels of knowledge, but we don't believe that there is any raf'ud darajat al-amaliyya, the elevation of the levels of amal and action. We cannot elevate our level in terms of doing something further. We can elevate our levels in learning something further on the Day of Judgment. Yes, that's possible in Barzakh, which is part of the Al-Qiyam, concept of Al-Qiyamah. So the good doer will be repenting. He would say, Ya Laitani, I wish izdadtu min al-hasanat, I wish I had increased in the good deeds. Wa yaqul al-musi, and Prophet says that the bad doer would say, Qassartu wa tasdiqu dhalika qawluhu ta'ala, the bad doer would say, I did a mistake. That means I did the taqseer. I am falling short. That means I was supposed to do, in other words. I made a mistake that I didn't. I did this wrong, in other words. And this is the tasdeeq, Prophet said. This is the verification of the ayat, of the statement of Allah. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ, Allah has Allah is swearing over the Nafsul Lawwama. And Nafsul Lawwama is that aspect of the Nafs. We don't have multiple Nafs. We have one Ruh, one existence inside the body. Not two or three or five types of five different Nufus or six different. All those five or six types that you read in the scholars of Akhlaq mention in the books of Tazkiyatun Nafs, they are the aspects of the Nafs. They are different aspects. They are not the multiple types of Nafs. Nafsul Ammara, and Nafsul Lawwama, and Nafsul Mulhama, and Nafsul Mutma'inna, and Nafsul, they say Radiya, or Al Marbiya, the Nafs which is Radi and pleased with Allah, or Mutma'in. All those types of Nafs are the. We are discussing the same one Ruh from various aspects of its behavior. Not that there are different, there are five different Nafs inside every human being. No, we don't have five Nafs, we have one Nafs and one Ruh. And sometimes, we crush one aspect and give strength to another aspect. We crush the aspect of our Nafsul Lawwama, which we call Zamir of the person, Zamir. That conscience of the person that condemns us before doing the bad and even after doing the bad. And sometimes we give, we crush this Nafsul Lawwama, the need of a person. Sometimes we give strength to a Nafsul Ammara, which is constantly commanding us to do a haram. Ammara, as you know, is Sighatul Mubalagha, constantly doing Amr. Farman, commanding us to do the wrong, 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 making the wrong look very nice and make us do it. So this is another aspect. Which aspect of the same Ruh we give strength and which aspect of the same Ruh we give, we crush. This is about the aspects. Not that we have several five Ruh in our soul, in our body. We don't have five Ruh, we have one Nafs, one Ruh. So Allah is swearing on an-nafsul lawwama, la uqsimu wa la uqsimu bin nafsil lawwama. So this is obviously an important thing. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears on something, it is important. So also another hadith from the Holy Prophet, which is narrated in Kanzul Ammal, in this riwayat it says, ma min ahadin yamutu illa nadima. There is no one who dies except he becomes nadim, he has nadamat. In kana mahsanan nadama an la yakuna izdada. If he was a good doer, he would do the nadamat, that he didn't do more. Wa in kana musi'an nadama an la yakuna nazi'a. So in a bad doer, why didn't he keep away from the wrong? In other words, Amir Mumin Islam says, inda muayanati ahwal al qiyama taksuru min al mufarritina an nadama. Or min al-mufratina al-nadama. When we see mu'ayana, when we see the scales of the Day of Judgment, a lot of nadamat will be there from those who did the ifrat, who did the extreme behavior. That means they were not on the sirat al-mustaqim, straight path, either ifrat or tafreet. Whatever extreme behavior we may do, on those extreme behaviors which is un-Islamic, all of them, when they see the scales of the Day of Judgment, they will do a lot of nadamat. It may be ihtimalan read as al-mufratin or ihtimalan al-mufarratin, ifrat or tafreet. There are six things that our scholars of Akhlaq had mentioned which causes the nadamat for the person. Number one, amal al-shar, doing something which is shar. If we do something which is khair, there is no nadamat. Nadamat is that, why didn't we do more? On doing the khair, there is no nadamat. Doing the shar is nadamat. It's just a matter of time. If we become nadim today, very good. At least we will improve it. If we become nadim on the mu'ayanatul maut, when we see malakul maut and the death, it's already too late because we can't do the tawbah. But every person is nadim today or tomorrow. The choice is yours. An akil person gets nadim immediately after the sin, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mat, because Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam has said in his hadith, An-nadmu tawbatun. Nadamat pashimani is tawbah. If we have nadamat in the qalb, Allah takes it as tawbah. That's alhamdulillah. So we should thank Allah if we do become nadim immediately. If we don't, then the sooner the better. If we don't become nadim in our life, then at the end of the day, we will, all of the humans will be nadim. So doing a shar brings nadamat. Second reason is tafweetu furasil khair. Scholars of akhlaq say the second reason that causes nadamat and repentance is missing the fursat and opportunity of khair. Whenever there is a khair available for us to do, and we should take sabqat and lead in doing that, the opportunities pass away. Al-fursatu tamurru marra sahab. Isn't it right? Ihtanimul furas. Amir Mumin says in Nahjul Balagha, Ihtanimul furas. Ghanimat beshmarid. Fursat hara. And you know, basically we benefit from the opportunities. We don't let the opportunities pass away from us, pass by. So we should take benefit from that every opportunity. You know, everything, every time is a ni'mat of Allah. We should do what we were supposed to do in that time before it passes away. Khair, every khair is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the third thing is at-tasarru' fil umur. The third thing that was called akhlaq saying that brings nadamat and pashaymani and repentance is at-tasarru' fil umur. Jumping into doing something and doing, being quick. That means without thinking. If we don't think, we don't have tafakkur and tadabbur, and we just jump into doing something, this is emotional behavior. Emotional behavior brings nadamat. Al-anatu min Allahi wal-ajalatu min ash-shaytan. Doing things in a thoughtful behavior is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing things in a, in a speedy, quick policy, this is from shaitan. Shaitan is causes ajala and do it quickly without thinking. So this brings, this is the second reason that brings, third reason that brings nadamat. Amal al-shar, first, tafweetu furas al-khair, losing and missing the fursat and opportunities of khair and goodness. Third, jumping into doing the things without thinking, emotional behavior. Fourth, adamu itqan al-shay wa adamu nidam. That means not doing the things in the muhkam, mustahkam, mutqan, proper way. You know, it has to be a quality control. We do the thing in a quality way, in a nice way, in a proper way, not incomplete, inappropriate, naqis, without checks and balance, without quality controls. This is a very, very important thing in the, you know, in the tarakki and elevation and advancement of not only individuals but the nations. You know, we should be very particular about this. You know, you find in some of our Muslim countries, you know, this comb, masht, shone, this comb that they make. You know, you see the thin spikes of the comb. If you do a comb on your hair, you find it hurts over your skin because its points are so, it's not rounded. Isn't it right? It is sharp. Isn't it right? This person in such Muslim country, he's making little thing. It's not a rocket science. 10 years ago, he started a factory. After 10 years, he's still making the same thing without improving the tips of the comb. I'm just giving a small example. There is no tarakki, because why? There's no one is doing things in a muhkam and mustahkam and mutqam way. Rahim Allahu imra'an amira amalan fa'atqana. May Allah have rahmat on the person who does something, but he does it in a mutqam way. in a proper and strong and tough way. This is how you improve. Our religion has been asking us to do things in a muhkam and mutqan way. Adamu itqan al-shay wa adamu nidam. And without doing things in a disciplined way, this will bring nidamat. The fifth thing our scholars of Allah say is ma'siyatul khaliq, sinning. If we do a sin towards Allah, it would definitely bring nidamat. If not today, then on the day of judgment. Definitely is bound to bring nadamat. Sixth of all, and the last thing our scholars of akhlaq say that brings nadamat and repentance in a person is adam al istima' ila nasa'ih al akhareen wa adam al akhd bi mashwarat al salihin. Not accepting the nasihat and advices from others, and not accepting the wa'adh and mashwara and advices of those who are salih. You know, hadith says shawir fi amrika alladhina yakhshawna Allah, take advice in your affair from those who fear Allah. We need to take advices. You know, Rasulullah took advice. He doesn't stand in need of any advice. He took the mashwara, you know, and Salman al-Farsi gave him the mashwara about digging the khandaq in Ma'rakatul Ahzab, digging the trench. Isn't it right? Prophet took the advice. Shawirhum fil amr. So, obviously, he doesn't stand in need. This is, our scholars say, this is a way of teaching us. Rasulullah has ilm al-ghayb. He does not need any advices. This is the way Prophet is teaching us, that we should seek advices in our affairs from those who fear Allah, not just from anybody. So those who are higher in their ilm and taqwa, we seek advices from them. Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam says, "Samaratu tafreet al-nadama wa samaratu al-hazm al-salama." If you do tafreet, in an extreme behavior, then it causes nadamat, and that's the fruit of that is nadamat and repentance, and the fruit of hazm means doing proper ihtiyat. If you are careful and cautious in your behavior, it will bring salama and protection as its fruit. So this is about the thing of, these are the six things that bring the nadamat in the person. So also now, what are the things that bring, that protects us from nadamat? We discussed those six things that bring the nadamat. What are the things which are a protection from nadamat, a safety? First is the ta'atullah wa adamu ma'siyatihi. First thing that is required as a mu'min, a believer, to save ourselves from nadamat and pashaymani and repentance is to obey Allah and to avoid his ma'siyat and avoid sinning. This brings the protection. Second thing is adamul ajala fil umur wa itqanuha wa tanzeemuha, not doing things in an emotional and jumping and fastly doing things, you know, without thinking, and doing things in a proper way with the quality control, like I said earlier, muhkam and mustahkam and mutqan, and in a disciplined way. And the third and the last thing is to take benefit from the opportunities and tawfiq from Allah, and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at-tadbir qabla al-amal yu'minu al-nadam. Planning, doing tadbir, proper thinking process before the action protects from the repentance. Now we find that Abdul Malik ibn Marwan la'natullah alayhima, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, the son of Marwan has a very short government, isn't it right? And like Amir Munir Islam has said, laqatul kalbi anfahu. It's like a dog licks its nose. This is the example Imam Ali has given in his hadith Nahj al-Balagha about the government of Marwan. He's going to have a very short government. After Marwan, his children, and Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, and later on, you know, also Hisham ibn Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, all this A'ilatul Marwan, his children, all of them were corrupt and corrupt rulers that became rulers. So in the time of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, when the final moments of his death comes closer, he was obviously about to die. He was sitting there in his palace and looking outside towards a nahar of water, and there is a miskeen poor person who is washing the clothes in the nahar. And he said to his people in the qasr, in the palace, that I wish I was, you know, فَقَالَ عَبْدُ الْمَلِكِ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْفَقِيرَ الْبَائِسِ الَّذِي يَكْسِبُ رِزْقَهُ يَوْمًا بِيَوْمٍ وَلَمْ أَتَّصِدَ الْخِلَافَةِ. I wish I was like this poor guy who is earning his money on daily basis and did not take the mansab of Khilafat. So this is how everyone repents, you know. Aisha repented a lot, you know. I wish I had never fought against Ali. Isn't it right? 18,000 people died in the Battle of Jamal. 17,000 from her side, 1,000 are shaheed from the side of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So they are repenting. Anas bin Malik is Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam asked him to bear witness, do the shahadat about what he has heard from Rasulullah about Talha and Zubair. And he said, I'm old, I don't remember. He remembered that, he avoided, because he had good relation with Talha and Zubair. People want to keep their relations with Fasiqeen. So Imam alayhi salam cursed him that, you know, may Allah inflict you with the white, that means he had this bars. As soon as Imam Ali said, the bars happened on his face, la tuwariha la imama. The imama cannot hide it. So even if you are wearing imama, the face will still have the bars. So what he used to do, he used to hide his face, entire face, with niqab for the rest of his life. So we have stories and stories and stories of nadamat and what the people had faced with their harams and zulm that they have done towards Ahlul Bayt and towards against their own nafs. And when Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam comes into his final days, he said, "Fustu wa Rabb al-Ka'bah." There's nothing for him to be nadim, isn't it right? He did the perfect behavior towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they did the best of what can be done by a human. So this is the difference between those who are muqarrab towards Allah and those who are zalimeen. Isam ibn Abdul Mustalaq is a person resident of Sham, and he comes to Medina from Sham. And in the city of Medina, he himself is the Ravi of this narration, that I saw in Husayn ibn Ali alayhim as-salam, and a very nice looking person, and obviously he's from Sham. He is already under the propaganda of Muawiyah in Sham, who has commanded all the khutaba orators to, when they sit on the minbar, they first send la'nat on Ali and la'nat on Hassan and la'nat on Husayn, na'udhu billah min zalik, and Ahlul Bayt. So this is how he was commanding his people, his darbari mullahs. So, and they were doing it. So he comes to Medina and he sees Imam Husayn alayhi salam. Obviously he is already under the propaganda of Muawiyah. So he starts, he says, when I saw Imam Husayn alayhi salam, فَبَالَغْتُ فِي شَتْمِهِ وَشَتْمِ أَبِيهِ. I started to say a lot against him on his face and against his father. That's how these people have been, you know, the propaganda has worked against them in Syria. That's what, you know, they think about Imam Hussein and Imam Ali. A bad mouthing and using abusive word for Imam Hussein in, on his face and for his father. And then he says, فَنَظَرَ إِلَيَّ نَظَرَةٍ نَظَرَةَ عَاطِفٍ. He looked towards Atif and Ra'uf. He looked towards me in a merciful way. So this is very hard. It's easier said than done. You know, when we put ourselves in that position, we find it so difficult. Isn't it right? But this is how Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have been setting the highest standards for us. So we should try as much as we can. So Imam Hussein looked towards me with a merciful look and with mercy, and he said to me, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. He recited this ayat of Holy Quran. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat of Holy Quran is basically asking that you should do mudarat with the people, accept their other, accept their excuse, and do call them towards the good, bidding the good, amr bil ma'ruf, and turn your face away from the jahileen. That means instead of we starting to battle with the jahileen, just turn your face away. So this is the highest morals that Allah is teaching to His Messenger. And you know, basically the accept, basically you know, tolerate the bad morals of the people and still do good towards them. So Imam Hussain recited that ayat of Holy Quran, and then he said so after that he says to me, Asam ibn Abdul Mustalib says, ibn Abdul Mustalib, he says, خَفَّدْ عَلَيْكَ إِسْتَغْفِرْ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكَ. That means take it easy on you and seek, in other words, and seek forgiveness from Allah for me and yourself. The person is bad-mouthing you, then he's saying abusive language to you and your father. And look at the akhlaq of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And then when this kind of akhlaq he, Imam Hussain, did towards Isam, obviously he cools down. He cools down and he's a little bit nadim now. Why did I say that those bad words to this person who has such a great akhlaq? So Imam Hussain realized that this person is now nadim. So now Imam Hussain alayhi salam recites this ayat of Holy Quran that Hadrat Yusuf, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam recited on, in front of his brothers. When his brothers became nadim, he recited what Quran says, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. There is no malamat, there is no condemnation upon you, in other words, and Allah upon you on today. Allah will forgive you, and He is the best of the merciful, in other words. So this ayat, Imam Hussain is reciting. He realized that this guy is now nadim. So look at that. Imam Hussain is reading this ayat. So, and then Imam Hussain asked him, are you from Ahl of Sham? Do you belong to Syria, to Sham? Obviously, this is the kind of akhlaq the Syrians and the Shamiyin had in those days. That's their akhlaq, because they were under the poisonous propaganda of Muawiyah. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam asked him, are you from Ahl of Sham? And he said, yeah. So Imam Hussain says, Shinshinatun a'rifuha min akhzan. So this is a proverb in Arabic, which means this is, in other words, he's trying to say that, you know, I understood it from this behavior, you know, what you did, I understood, it indicates that you are from Sham. So that's the way Shami people are behaving towards Ahlul Bayt. So this is not a translation, obviously, I'm telling you what it stands for. So then Imam Hussain alayhi salam says to him, Hayyan Allahu wa iyyaka. You know, may Allah prolong life for you and for us, us and you. And after that, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, with a very nice face, he says that he asked me if you have any hajat, any need, you know, ask us. And you're going to find us according to the best of your dhan and thoughts, and whatever you may, the best of what you can imagine to receive, you will get that, in other words. Look at that, inshallah. And Islam says, I was thinking that why did I do all this jasarat and insult for this man who is so nice in his behavior? I wish the earth opens up and it takes me inside, so I no longer am alive, because there is so much nadin in front of the crowd. There are people standing there. There are people who are witnessing all that. And he says that I slightly slipped away so I can dissolve or hide or camouflage myself. I slipped away in the crowd so I can no longer be further nadin and in other words, repenting on what wrong I did. And then, from then onwards, he became the most beloved person, and his father became the most beloved person in my eyes. So this is still good. If a person feels the nadamat and repents and corrects his behavior, it's good. You know, it's very good as compared to those people who are not even ready to repent at all and realize they're wrong. So I will end my speech today on this hadith, this khabar from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Which is narrated in Biharul Anwar, volume 7. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to this narration, he said, يُفْتَحُ لِلْعَبْدِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِنْ أَيَّامِ عُمْرِهِ أَرْبَعْتٌ وَعِشْرُونَ خَزَانَةً. For a person, 24 treasures will be opened for each day of his life. For each day of the life of a person, 24 treasures will be opened. That means the treasure boxes, in other words. Treasure boxes, in other words. Adadu sa'ati layli wa nahar, equal to the times of night and day. Fa khazanatun yajiduha mamluwatan nuran wa surura. One box, one treasure chest, which is will be full of nur, divine light, and surur, happiness. فَيَنَالُهُ عِنْدَ مُشَاهَدَتِهَا مِنَ الْفَرَحِ وَالسُّرُورِ. He will reach that treasure chest, in other words, with happiness and rejoicing, happiness. مَا لَوْ وُزِّعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ النَّارِ لَأَدْهَشَهُمْ عَنِ الْإِحْسَاسِ بِأَلَمِ النَّارِ. That much happiness he will find in the treasure chest, in that treasure box, in other words, that if that happiness is divided on all the people of the hellfire, it will make them forget the pain of the hell. That much happiness is there in one box. لَوْ وُزِّعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ النَّارِ لَأَدْهَشَهُمْ عَنَ الْإِحْسَاسِ بِأَلَمِ النَّارِ. وَهِيَ السَّعَةِ. What kind of treasure box is this? وَهِيَ السَّعَةِ الَّتِي أَطَاعَ فِيهَا رَبَّهُ. It's that time of his day and night, that time in which he obeyed Allah. That time of your night and day, it will be there. There will be one box, one treasure chest brought in front of you for every hour of the day and night. And that hour in your day and night where you did ita'at of Allah, it will be so much happiness, nur and surur, filled up in the box that, you know, like he said, if it is divided in the people of the hell, in other words, they will be not do feel the pain of the hell. ثُمَّ يُفْتَحُ لَهُ خَزَانَةٌ أُخْرَى فَيَرَاهَا مُظْلَمَةً مُنَتَّنَةً mufzi'atan, then another box, another treasure chest, another world will be open for him, which he will find, which he will see dark and bad smelling, munattana wa mufzi'a, and scary. فَيَنَالُهُ عِنْدَ مُشَاهَدَتِهَا مِنَ الْفَزَعِ وَالْجَزَعِ. At that time when a person will open that box, he will be scary, fearingly open the box. He will be scared while opening the box. You know, مِنَ الْفَزَعِ وَالْجَزَعِ. And he will be basically بِتَابِ. You know, a person showing anxious behavior at that time. مَا لَوْ قُسِّمَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ لَنَغَّصَ. If that is divided on the people of paradise, it will make their good life bad. In other words, it will لَنَغَّصَ عَلَيْهِمْ نَعِيمَهَا. It will make the blessings of paradise benefitless for them, or bad, in other words. وَيَسَعَةُ الَّتِي عَسَى فِيهَا رَبَّهُ. And that treasure chest belongs to that time of your day and night where a person did ma'siyat, sinning. Such a bad smell coming from that box. The whole people of paradise will forget the blessings of Allah if they get that much smell. But this one person is going to get that smell and that zulmat and darkness. ثم يفتح له خزانة أخرى فيراها فارغة ليس فيها مَا يَسُرُّهُ وَلَا مَا يَسُوءُهُ. Then another box, treasure chest will be opened for him, which he will find فارغة, blank, vacant, nothing inside it. And there's nothing that can make him happy or make him bad. وَلَا مَا يَسُوءُهُ. وَهِيَ السَّاعَةُ الَّتِي نَامَ فِيهَا. That's the time when he slept. So if we don't do the wudu and going to sleep, we man bata ala tuhrin faka annama ahya al-layl. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever sleeps on tuhr, on taharat, faka annama ahya al-layl, as if he made the shabzindadari, made ihya al-layl, made the night alive. Making night alive means we are up doing the worships of Allah. So whoever sleeps on taharat, as if he was up doing the worships of Allah. Very simple equation. So at the time when we slept, that will be a blank box brought to us. And nothing to make us happy, nothing to make us feel bad. It's the time when we slept. Obviously we didn't sleep with wudu. If we slept with wudu, it will be ibadat and ita'at of Allah. But we make ourselves made the box blank. Or he was engaged, ishtaghala fiha bi shay'in min mubahat ad-dunya. He was engaged in that hour, in that time, doing one of the mubah things of dunya. Mubah things are things which are okay to do and okay not to do. Sleeping, talking, walking, drinking water, eating food, sal mubah. Isn't it right? Which our urafa don't do none of those things, except we do it with the niyat of taqarrub ilallah, so it becomes mustahab. You sleep, qurbatan ilallah. You walk, qurbatan ilallah. You talk to people, qurbatan ilallah. You eat food, so your body becomes strong. Qawwa ala khidmatika jawarihi. Sawab, ibadat. You drink Islamic drinks, qurbatan ilallah. So all the mubah gets converted into mustahab like this. فَيَنَالُهُ مِنَ الْغَبْنِ وَالْأَسَفِ. He will grab that box with a loss and and feeling sorrowful, in other words. So he will feel that, well, I lost. I could have benefited from this time. He is receiving a box which is now vacant and open and free, nothing in it. And he will be feeling sorry over that. عَلَى فَوَاتِهَا حَيْثُ كَانَ مُتَمَكِّنًا مِنْ أَنْ يَمْلَأَهَا حَسَنَاتٍ. Because he was able to fill up that chest, treasure chest, the box, with hasanat, good deeds. Ma'ala Yusuf, good deeds that could not be described. Wa min hadha qawluhu ta'ala dhalika yawmut taghabun. And from here we learn the state, the ayat of Quran where Allah says hadha dhalika yawmut taghabun. That's where we learn what, you know, because the person when he's going to open up those boxes where he didn't do the ibadat of Allah, he did the mubahat without doing the niyat of qurbat of Allah, so he could have filled up those boxes, then he will now feel that he is a loser about those times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and may Allah give us the tawfiq to have nadamat over any bad deeds, that if we perform any bad deeds, may Allah give us the tawfiq of having nadamat immediately, and may Allah give us the tawfiq to have the nadamat over the good deeds for doing it less, so we can increase our good deeds. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه لجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.